The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to Alistair Smith, CEO of Avacta, a leading life sciences firm developing innovative new cancer treatments and powerful diagnostics. So welcome, Alistair.
Morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, massive congrats on today's excellent phase 1A clinical trial data for AVA6000. But before we sort of dig into the details, I don't suppose you could quickly remind investors of how the precision platform works and specifically how that relates then to AVA6000.
Yeah, sure, of course. So precision then it's a proprietary Avacta technology, and we can use it to modify a chemotherapy to render it effectively inactive by preventing the chemotherapy from entering cells in the body. And the precision chemistry is specifically recognized and removed by an enzyme called FAP. And that enzyme is abundant in most solid tumors, but only occurs in very low amounts in healthy tissue. So when FAP removes the precision chemistry, it releases the active chemotherapy. And because FAP, as I've said, is predominantly in the tumor tissue, the release of the chemotherapy is targeted to the tumor, reducing the exposure of healthy organs. So in simple terms, the precision platform gives us the potential to target a chemotherapy to tumor tissue and dramatically reduce the side effects associated with chemotherapy. So, you know, the precision platform is protected by patents, which we exclusively license from Tufts University. And just to make the point about what's unique about the FA precision is it's remarkably specific for FAP. So it's not affected by any of the other enzymes in humans. So it provides a very effective way to target the release of drugs to tumor tissue. And AVA6000 is the first of our precision tumor-targeted chemotherapies that we've taken into the clinic, and it's a modified form of a generic chemotherapy called doxorubicin, which is used to treat advanced soft tissue sarcoma, as well as some other cancers, and in combination with other chemotherapies.
Mm. And doxorubicin has been around for some time, hasn't it? It's a very effective sort of like chemotherapy, isn't it? But it has that problem with like all chemotherapies that it harms, you know, sort of like normal cells as well as the cancerous ones.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then can you just take us through sort of the outline of the phase 1A sort of clinical trial, how that's sort of structured and also sort of the, you know, the results to date?
Yeah, of course. So the dose escalation study is primarily focused on safety, and the study is designed to treat patients in small groups or cohorts of three with escalating doses of AVA6000 to evaluate the safety and tolerability of the drug. So in other words, we monitor for side effects and toxicities that are normally associated with, you know, with doxorubicin. And since this is the first time that the precision platform's been administered to human patients, we've also designed the phase 1A study to be as data rich as possible. And that helps us understand, you know, as much as we possibly can about how the drug disperses around the body into different tissues, how it's broken down, how it's excreted, and so on. And another vital purpose of the dose escalation study is to identify what the maximum tolerated dose or MTD of the drug is, and that's essential for us to understand the range of possible doses for all future efficacy studies, for example. And that sort of information is, you know, essential for regulatory approvals. It's hugely valuable for the future development of the drug, and of course it's also, you know, important from a commercial perspective as well. So it's crucial that we can also show that doxorubicin is actually being released in the tumor tissue as it's intended to be. You know, clearly we could achieve a fantastic safety profile if doxorubicin was never released from AVA6000, but that wouldn't be a useful drug. But I'm sure we're going to get to that point.
Yeah. And so just on that safety, what are you actually seeing so far? Because, I mean, that's obviously been the Achilles heel for just straight sort of a doxorubicin.
Yeah. So to date, we've completed four dose cohorts. The first one, we started at 80 milligrams per meter squared, and we've increased to 120, 160, 200 milligrams per meter squared in cohort four. And to put that into context, that's equivalent. So 200 mg meter squared of AVA 6000 is equivalent to more than double the normal dose of doxorubicin. So it is extremely encouraging that we've seen a marked reduction in the, you know, the significant toxicities that are normally associated with doxorubicin treatment. Toxicities, hair loss, nausea, myelosuppression, which is a suppression of the immune system, mucocytosis, which is an inflammation of the lining of the intestines. And as you know, doxorubicin's also typically related to very serious cardiotoxicity. And again, I'm delighted to say that in cohort four, for example, where we are administering, you know, more than double the equivalent normal dose of doxorubicin, we're not seeing that cardiotoxicity. So the safety profile looks very encouraging indeed.
And these are very sick patients you're treating as well, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's really encouraging. Now, just turning now to sort of the very early first impressions of whether the doxorubicin, you know, the chemo warhead is being released in the vicinity of the tumor. I know it's very early days, and I guess you can't say that much, but what are you seeing?
Well, it is early days, but I think, you know, we the data are unequivocal. You know, I'm delighted to say that doxorubicin is being released in the tumor tissue and at significant levels, therapeutically relevant levels. So we know that from analyzing tumor biopsies from six patients across several of the cohorts. We're seeing doxorubicin in all of the tumor biopsies that we've taken. And it's clear that AVA 6000 can deliver a therapeutically meaningful dose of doxorubicin into the tumor tissue, whilst when we measure in the bloodstream at exactly the same time, the concentration is very much lower as we would hope.
Fabulous. Okay, so what are the next steps then, given that the safety profile is certainly within, you know, what you're hoping, and you're seeing these early positive signs in terms of the you know, the doxorubicin release?
Yeah, so because of the sort of very favorable safety profile we're seeing, we haven't reached that maximum tolerated dose of AVA 6000. And that is very positive, of course, but knowing that dose is crucial, as I mentioned earlier, to allow us to design and obviously importantly get regulatory approval for future clinical studies that'll look at efficacy in certain specific cancers such as soft tissue sarcoma. So the immediate next step is to continue into even higher dose cohorts to identify that maximum tolerated dose. And we expect to conclude that dose escalation part of the study by the half year. And then the next part of the clinical development beyond that is what we call the dose expansion phase, or the phase 1B. And in that phase, we'll focus on one or two cancer types with approximately 20 patients in each cohort. And we'll be looking for the first indications of efficacy, as well as gathering more pharmacokinetic, pharmacodynamic and safety data. So it's very likely that we'll select soft tissue sarcoma as one of those cancer types, because doxorubicin is used as a first-line therapy for that particular cancer. And that dose expansion phase will begin as soon as possible after the dose escalation phase is completed, so later this year. And we'll keep the market updated as we go through each significant milestone.
Brilliant. And will that sort of, if it comes the phase 1B, will that be sort of like in the UK, the trial data, or is it basically going to be a bit more international? I know the America wants to sort of like to do it, don't they, next year or 2 years time? I can't remember exactly when.
Yeah, so we have, I mean, that's not decided yet, but we have two sites in the US that are getting lined up that can take part in that dose expansion phase. Yeah, so very likely that we'll conduct it in the UK and abroad.
Brilliant. Okay, so what's that mean then in terms of the broader sort of precision platform, if, you know, we continue to see sort of positive data coming out from the study?
Well, I think firstly, it's worth saying that these results are really very promising. You know, we're seeing a very encouraging safety profile for AVA 6000, and we're seeing a therapeutically relevant level of the active chemotherapy targeted into the tumor tissue. So that's important, not just for the continuing clinical development of AVA6000, but it's also important as a proof of concept for the precision platform as a whole, confirming, you know, the potential of the precision technology to target drugs to the tumor using FAP, that enzyme, and reduce systemic side effects.
Mm. And I guess it probably, on the commercial side, it opens up a number of opportunities as you progress through the phase 1A, phase 1B and 2 and stuff like that. So it gives you optionality, I guess, as well as a company.
Indeed.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, massive congrats again, Alistair, and thanks for your time. I know when we first chatted 2 years ago, you put this as your top priority, personal priority, and you've made huge steps. So keep cracking the whip with the Avacta team, because you're doing a terrific job. And look forward in chatting when we hear about the data coming forward.
Thanks, Paul. My pleasure. Speak soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.